Are you habitually depressed, angry, lonely, sick? Depression can be like pessimism, can be habitual. Habitually depressed. I know it sounds weird, but there is more of that habitual stuff than you would notice. You know how it is, you know how you are, and any change in that is only possible if you actually look and see how it is, and how you are. You may have the 1,000-mile stare, but you never actually look. You seem to settle into a life knowing, as if living in a created little universe, your own, where everything is known. You know how to live depressed. You may complain, but you don't even entertain the option of looking from outside to see if you are still depressed. When you live like this, and I think everyone lives like this, then mostly an outside of you energy is needed to kick you in the hindquarters, so you open your eyes, and gasp, WTF? Like the just-born baby who needs a slap on the behind to even consider breathing. Still sure that they don't have to. I think that we need to be slapped on the behind, a lot. For example, when I pull your anchor to doom. You nod. Nice. Nice work, Sophie. And nothing happens. Your whole inner and outer world changed, energetically, and you won't go with it. Like the baby who doesn't even consider breathing. Maybe it's not stupid, maybe it is part of our early DNA. Otherwise we would wreak havoc in our mommy's belly, cry and do things that are not appropriate for that environment. Suppressed breathing. Interesting. I see a lot of that. I have been in quad, talking in quad, an email to this woman, revered by many, vibration of 200. A good woman, for sure. One of her clients paid me to do attachment work on her. She only had the in quad, self-attached in quad, attachments. The dominant beliefs therefore and the anchor to doom. Remember, I don't pull the dominant belief, and I don't pull the doom. But I remove your reaction as the only possible reaction. That is what attachment is in this context. Your attachment to dominant belief and your doom is much like your habitual depression. Anything habitual is inauthentic. Inauthentic in that it wasn't preceded by looking. Looking with witness. In another word, anything habitual is unconsciousness, unawareness, and therefore inauthentic. For the baby, coming out of the womb is dying. Only from our point of view, the people who are already there, is it being born. And therefore it's painful. A new vantage point, a new era of being a beginner again where everyone knows more than you do, where your senses and quad, I am going to die and cry. Consider that by and large you have been pretending that you are in the womb and mother will take care of you. And most of your displeasure comes from it not being so. But you never open your eyes, never breathe on your own. And there is no one to actually slap you, hard, on your ass, so you snap out of it. That is the state of humanity as of now. For me, it's disgusting because I am on the other side of it. For you it is in quat, you must want me to die exclamation mark and cry, or something like that. Returning to the good woman I talked about before, her soul correction is in quat, seeing the big picture in quat, and both of her attachments were on the in quat. Seat of the soul in quat, a triangular area under the left shoulder. The soul is yelling, open your eyes. Wider. Look wider. And she does. And she keeps on seeing the same thing. Because she is looking in the mind and not outside, not with witness, not with consciousness. She operates in the word view of the seven planes, and does her work in the fourth, if my quick scanning of her sight is anything close to accurate. A worldview I find man-made. Witness would see that all those planes, all those dimensions are imaginary. Not useless, but imaginary. And although they may even be a useful metaphor, thinking them so may even make a difference, those planes are limited by the human mind, the mind that does the imagining. The witness would say, stand where I am and look from there, you are playing in a sandbox, and that sandbox seems like all of existence to you. But it is a sandbox. Nice, comfy, maybe even brilliant. But a sandbox nevertheless. That's why her vibration is leveled out at 200. While what she is, who she is should put her right in the 900s. But it would mean a death first. Not real death, only from the point of view of the womb. The womb loses a child to incrot, death incrot, the world gains a child through birth. Like that. It takes tremendous courage to die so you can be born. I didn't have to do that all at once, I had to do it 1,000 times. So it was lots of small traumas. I never believed anything imaginary. Not God, not angels, not anything. But she does, and in a way you and her need to do the same thing, die to the current reality, the current worldview first, and then be born on the big world again. The free world where your tethers, your anchor to doom doesn't exist. Neither to nurture you, like an umbilical cord, nor to limit you. I know, it's scary. That is why you should do it. Or not. Your choice. When I pull your anchor to doom. To swim away from the doom is like death. The death of the ego. The small death. I always say, death is not the problem, life is. Learning to be free is a problem you either have the courage to do, or not. Like many people I know, you crave to be free, but when you have the opportunity, you decline. You choose, again, a life with no fun, idleness, suffering, being a whore or being a criminal. Literally or figuratively. I prefer not to do this work if you don't have enough courage to die so you can born. Die for the old life, and born to the new one where you have power. But beware, with power comes responsibility. Not just great power, any power. Once I pull your pesky anchor to doom, your responsibility is to learn how to live as a free man or woman. Or the memory of the chains will remain with you, and limit as much as if they were still there. The chains. Go to step 2.